solving any problem was recognizing this one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show. Live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Talk Radio 640 WGST. It is The Sully Show. We're on each weekday between noon and 2. Regular guest every time this week, a little after 1 o'clock on Friday, Rick Limpert, our weekly technology segment with him. He is a Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. You can give him a follow on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell. And Rick, happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday, Sully. This is kind of our time each week. We get together and talk a little technology, and I really enjoy it.
Absolutely, me too. And you got some great things to talk about today. Hillary Clinton turned over her emails, or I guess the FBI paid a visit and took some of those emails. But talk about where these emails were stored, and it's a pretty common storage device.
Yeah, if you go to a trade show or you go anywhere, people hand out information now on those little inexpensive thumb drives when they don't even think twice about it. Well, it turns out that when the FBI went after the data from Hillary Clinton that was on her server, they just ended up storing it on 3 common old thumb drives that we could get anywhere, Walmart or an office supply store, and that's how they transported them. So, you know, I don't know what the data is, but it's, hopefully it's nothing too earth-shattering while it's on those thumb drives.
I know in some of what I do, I use thumb drives periodically with different files and sometimes pieces of audio on them. When they are encrypted and password protected, are they really and truly safe, or can people hack into those things?
I think they're pretty safe. There are companies that can break into anything, but nothing is, I wouldn't say anything's 100% foolproof and 100% secure, but, you know, hopefully they are, they know better than what we know, I just thought it was a little funny and weird that the thumb drives that we carry around in our pockets, this is what that important data is stored on.
Talking about some of the technology stories of note the past week, chatting with Rick Limpert. We do it every Friday right after 1 o'clock here on 640 WGST. Tell us about Samsung's proposal here for a 4,600 microsatellite space network.
Yeah, we talked about this last year, Sully. At some point in time, we're going to run out of bandwidth and storage here in our country and the world here with all the cell phones, smartphones, and all the data that's getting backed up. So Samsung's proposing that there's going to be satellites in space that are going to store the data, which will free up more readily storage here, you know, on Earth and closer by. So we call it the cloud, but this is even beyond the cloud if they're going to store data up in space. But I think it's an idea that's worth looking at, and Samsung's kind of taking the bull by the horns here.
One thing that's in the middle of this would be a lower cost for internet eventually. I know people are excited about that.
Yeah, because the space would be freed up. The backhaul would be up in space. That should allow the data to be easily stored, and hopefully that reduces the price of internet use and maybe even cable and satellite fees as well. But I'm not holding my breath.
A really scary story here. Hackers, we know about them being able to hack into various computer systems and vehicles, but how about this story about a Corvette's brakes being cut remotely by hackers? How scary is this, Rick?
Pretty scary, but no knock on Corvette. This could be any vehicle. But now they have those little plugins that we can put into our dashboards or underneath the dash, and it will kind of diagnose if there's a problem with the car, just like using that small little gadget. A couple hackers were able to take control of a Corvette recently at kind of a controlled event and remotely cut the brakes of the car. So, you know, cars are kind of the next frontier for hackers. They're taking over things on our computer and our home, and it's kind of scary that they could possibly take over a car. This really gives a whole new meaning to Google's driverless car. This is a little scary.
Well, it makes me feel a little bit better about my 05 Civic. It does not have a very sophisticated computer system in it, and hopefully it will be able to stop when I hit the brakes, right?
Yeah, you may be better off than most of us, Sully, but hold on to that car as long as you can.
Okay, next on the list of things to talk about with Rick Limpert here on 640 WGST, some news from Twitter, my favorite social media network. What's new with them this week?
Well, I know you use the direct message feature somewhat on Twitter, Sully. Now Twitter has finally listed the 140-character limit on the direct messages that we send to people that follow us and people we follow. This is, I think, in direct contradiction to what Facebook does and other social media platforms. They let us send messages as long as we want. And Twitter, even though they're keeping the 140-character limit on their main feed, the direct messages, they're allowing more than that. I think this is a really good thing.
Yeah, Twitter's been making some changes. I know that now accounts can, you can set it so that anybody can direct message you, whether they follow you or not, and that used to not be the case. They're trying to make some little tweaks. It's going to be interesting to see what Twitter does here the rest of the year and moving into 2016. It is, as you know, my favorite social media network, but not a very profitable one, and it's really being dwarfed and distanced by Facebook and the way that they're keeping up with technology.
Yeah, you are an early adopter of Twitter, Sully, but I think Facebook is the more social of the social media platforms, especially when dealing with friends and family members. Twitter is more of a way to broadcast the message to the masses, and I think Twitter's moving a little towards what Facebook is pretty successful at.
And how about Dr. Pepper and Snapple Group investing in another sports drink? That's what we really need, more sports drinks on the shelves in the coolers at Quick Trip, right?
More sugary sports drinks. A few years ago, everybody was coming out with a sports drink. It was really a hot area. Now Dr. Pepper and Snapple, they're investing in a sports drink. It's not a new sports drink. It's called Body Armor. And it's not going to taste like Dr. Pepper, is what I find out. But they're making an investment in that, and they think that there's still some market to be had when it comes to sports drinks. And it is a pretty big market. I don't know where you stand on sports drinks, Dolly, but I think they are great after exercise or after participation in a sport. We talked about coconut water before, but sports drinks are kind of the original thing for people for recovering after a workout.
I wouldn't know much about working out, wouldn't know much about sports drinks. I'm more of a water drinker myself, trying to get down as much of that as I possibly can each day.
You got to drink that water to go along. And what a lot of people do is they mix water with the sports drinks. I think that's the most effective way of getting that fluid into your system when you need it.
All right, and wrapping up here with Rick Limpert, our weekly segment with him on 640 WGST. Apple appears to have a September 9th date set to announce some new devices. What are we expecting from Apple coming up?
This is that fall event that Apple always holds. Probably a new tweaks to the iPhone. But really, they're kind of giving some indications that a bigger iPad and maybe some more applications for fitness and the sports world, which Apple's been kind of hinting at for a little bit. So I'll be watching that closely. And hoping to see something different and something cool we'll be able to talk about after September 9th.
Well, some improvements to the camera would be cool, too. I just know so many people that rely almost entirely on their phones. People just use that as their camera, don't even have a camera anymore.
No, a lot of people remember the last time you used a camera that wasn't your phone. There are some improvements, we'll talk about this probably in the future, but there are some improvements to the iPhone camera, but a lot of it involves an extra little piece of hardware maybe you have to add to the camera or plug in. And I'm actually kind of investigating a couple of these right now, so hopefully we'll demonstrate and talk about this in the future.
Some of the places Rick's work appears: the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, also Everything Georgia, great account on Twitter to follow. Their handle there, GA Followers, and of course online, gafollowers.com. Be sure to pick up Rick's new sports travel book. It is entitled The Fam Trip Field Guide. You can get it in the Kindle store on Amazon.com, also available in paperback at thebookpatch.com. What's up for the busy weekend, Rick?
Going to be at home. I have to go out of town on Monday for a couple little trips. But I'll be back next Friday to talk to you again. So, just spend some time with my wife and dog before I got to head out of town. It looks like the weather's going to be pretty good.
All right, really good stuff, as always, from Rick Limpert here on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Ladies and gentlemen, your undivided attention, please. It is time to get cooking with Paula D.